Well, first of all, that's extremely good news. However, we are seeing every day thousands and tens of thousands of people who have made it from these communities and have made it to safety here in Duhok and this northern region of Kurdistan. They are arriving without the means of living or surviving, and they are in dire need of these household items and food to continue their uncertain existence. I would emphasize that that we must remain focused, that at this point the humanitarian community is woefully underfunded. The organizations that are on the ground do not have the funds. They're overstretched already, and we will need the attention of the international community in the coming weeks and months to support these people with the items that they need to live.
The airdrops continue, we are told. When people arrive in Duhok and you're speaking to them, do you get the impression that these supplies are reaching those that need it when they have been stranded on the mountain?
Yes, they certainly are. However, I believe it was really quite difficult to get to these folks, and the people were scattered throughout the mountain. So I believe it was quite difficult to reach every one of them. But those that they did reach were most welcome. And the Iraqi Red Crescent Society has been key in providing food and water in these airdrops to reach these folks.
So how confident do you feel that this 10,000 or however many are left on Mount Sinjar at the moment will make it to safety in places like Duhok?
Really, the area is too insecure for Red Cross or Red Crescent teams to evaluate. But certainly the news is promising, and certainly what we are seeing in people crossing into the border from Syria, Turkey, and straight across over the Tigris River indicates that many more people are making it to safety. However, again, I would emphasize that the task is just beginning of trying to support them in their new lives in the coming months here in northern Kurdistan.
And you say the aid community there is woefully underfunded. What do you need at this stage? Is it just funds? Is that the most important thing?
Yes, it is. People have left behind virtually everything. They've come either on foot after being stranded on the mountain for many days. Those that were a bit more fortunate came in their cars and trucks, but they brought nothing with them. So what they need are key household items such as blankets, mattresses, stoves, food, shelter. What we need here at the Red Cross and Red Crescent are funds that we will be able to use to purchase in the local market those items and provide these items to the people here that are displaced in Kurdistan.
Okay. Don Johnson, very good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.